Welcome to this guided open awareness sitting meditation. When ready, finding a comfortable seated position on a cushion on the floor or perhaps on a chair. And then beginning to slowly settle your body and your mind into stillness. Softening your gaze or closing your eyes if this feels comfortable for you. If for any reason sitting is not right for you today, perhaps investigating how it would be to practice this meditation in a standing posture or maybe lying down. Remember, it's not the posture, but rather the intention and sincerity that you bring to this practice that matters most. So assuming a posture reflecting your intention of dignity, wakefulness, and presence. Dedicating time for regular meditation offers you precious moments within a quiet space to just be, instead of the busyness of our schedules and the constant doing that makes up most of our day. A time to become more fully present with yourself and with your surroundings. This moment-to-moment awareness cultivates a deeper and wiser understanding of whatever is present, using more kindness and patience as we navigate through the endless experiences of our lives, and the ability to do this without judgment. Opening the door of awareness to endless possibilities and to fresh new perspectives. So taking a quick scan of the body now and doing your best to release any unnecessary muscle tension that may be present. Inviting a release of the deep muscles of the shoulders and the neck. Softening the features of the face. And opening up the chest just a bit in order to allow room for the breath. Letting the base be heavy. And feeling the solidity of the body firmly rooted to the earth. As you settle into this posture, noticing the variety of sensations around you and within you, the sounds, sensations of the body, or perhaps thoughts or emotions that may be present. And then exploring the possibility of choosing just one object of awareness as your anchor, a landing spot, an easy and reliable place where is to direct your attention towards, a solid anchor to help hold you firmly to the present. And this may be bringing awareness to the sensations of your breath, or maybe to a particular contact point of your body, perhaps to the hands or the feet, or maybe to the coming and going of sound. So gathering now and stabilizing your attention to the anchor of your choice with a gentle curiosity, exploring, discovering and investigating what is here. And now, shifting the focus and turning your attention towards the experience of breathing. Feeling the flow into and out of the body. Being with the full cycle of the breath from the beginning of the in-breath all the way to the end of the out-breath. There's no need to change anything about the breath. Simply bringing all of your focus to breathing. Sensing perhaps where you might feel the breath most distinctly. Perhaps the sensation of the air as it meets the nostrils and the coolness as it travels through the columns of the nasal passage. Or maybe the sensations at the chest, the rise and fall of the upper chest as it fills and then releases air. For some, it may be most vivid at the region of the belly, the expansion at the lowest part of the abdomen, maybe a tugging or tightening of the skin at the belly or a restriction or pulling sensation as the clothing presses against the skin while the belly rises. Or perhaps the entire chest cavity as it expands sideways and backwards as the rib cage gently widens and opens to receive the fullness of the breath. With a gentle rise and fall of the shoulders with the in-breath and the out-breath. For others, it may be following the entire cycle from the bottom of the in-breath, the expansion of the entire chest cavity, the slight pause at the top of the in-breath, and then the sensation of the release of air as it leaves the body, with the chest, ribs, and belly caving inwards, and then the brief pause at the bottom of the out-breath. Noticing where the feeling is most prominent for you. And simply being with the breath as best you can. Breathing in and knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out and knowing that you're breathing out. Each breath totally new, never having been breathed before. Bringing the fullness of your attention breath by breath. At some point, you may have noticed that your attention has wandered from the breath. Waking up to this moving away, waking up to where your thoughts took you. Perhaps noticing if the thought took you down a rabbit hole. Was an emotion triggered? Awake to what is happening with your thoughts and emotions, and then kindly and gently, but firmly, escorting the attention back to what is here and now with the breath. Not being harsh with yourself. No worries, this is a normal part of being human. Just waking up to this movement of the mind, its tendency to travel to the past or future, to ruminate, plan, or worry. Just gently escorting your attention back, returning over and over again as the mind wanders. Expanding awareness now as you breathe to include all the sensations of the body. Breathing into and out of the entire body. And while doing so, noticing what sensations are present in all the regions of the body. Bringing awareness to any and all sensations from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Open to whatever presents itself in the way of sensations, perhaps the temperature of the air against the skin, pressure, heaviness, tension, tingling, congestion, even discomfort. Being with the body now, right here and now. Noticing the ever-changing nature of sensations throughout the body, how they arise, persist for a while, dissolve or change, in large or perhaps very subtle ways. Just staying awake to the sensations of the body as best you can. Returning back to the body as the mind wanders. As you rest your attention on the body, you may be finding yourself moving towards ones you like or pushing away from sensations that are uncomfortable for you. Maybe wanting things to be different than they are. Just notice this internal reaching, resisting, or reacting. Simply observing with kindness and curiosity, and being with everything as it is. Noticing whatever is happening in the field of awareness with sensations. Noticing how each moment, whatever it holds, is itself coming to be and then passing away. If there are certain sensations arising that are too uncomfortable or too painful for you, recognizing that you have a choice as to how you respond. You may choose to deliberately and slowly adjust your position or shift in some way to relieve the pain. Or you might want to rest your attention back on your anchor so as to distract yourself for some time from the sensation. You might even want to try bringing very close attention to the sensation itself and exploring the texture or the dimension of the boundaries of the sensation. Is it deep or shallow, ragged or defined, sharp or dull? Hot or throbbing? Is it constant or does it come and go? Noticing the qualities and bringing a kind, gentle inquisitiveness to see exactly what is here. Bringing awareness to the body as a whole. This body sitting. With kindness and gentleness, returning back to the body, noticing if the mind has wandered. And now shifting the object of awareness from the whole body sitting to awareness of the coming and going of sound. Noticing any and all sounds from within the room, outside the room, or even from within your own body, perhaps the sound of the breath. Listening with intention, but at the same time, not reaching out or grasping towards sound. instead trying to be receptive to whatever arises in the soundscape. Bringing awareness to the coming and going of any and all sounds. And noticing if you've attached any layer of meaning to a particular sound, labeling or judging a sound, being aware to emotions that may have been evoked, and seeing if it's possible to rest in the experience of hearing the bare sounds themselves. Noticing the quality of the sounds, the pitch, whether the sound is sharp or dull, harsh or gentle, loud or soft. Perhaps bringing awareness to the constant hum or buzz of ambient noises. Even noticing the silence between sounds. Listening freshly as if for the first time. Gently escorting the attention back to the sensation of the sounds. Now shifting awareness from sound to becoming aware of thoughts arising in the mind, the activity and action of the mind without getting caught up or attached to the content of the thought. And now using thoughts as your object of awareness. In doing so, you might notice a variety of thinking happening. Fantasizing, analyzing, or planning. Perhaps wishing or remembering, evaluating and criticizing, or reviewing. Thoughts passing by like clouds in the sky, one after another with awareness. Noticing what is here with a thought. Aware of the quality of the thought without letting it drag you away from what is present or getting lost in the unconscious mind of the past or future. Trying your best not to engage in any particular thought. Just noticing them pass by one after another. Gently connecting with your thoughts as they pass by. And noticing if you get lost in the thought and coming back to what is present. You may notice an emotional flavor or feeling attached to a thought. Simply being with the thought and the emotions as they arise. Perhaps bringing awareness as to if the emotion triggers a particular or familiar bodily sensation. A tightness in the chest. A gnawing in the belly, perhaps. Some of your thoughts may be quite compelling, even the unpleasant ones, traveling down well-worn-out grooves. If you become aware that you've fallen down one of these grooves, or are involved in a story or some sort of a narrative, this recognition is a moment of re-anchoring to the present moment, simply coming back to your anchor. And realizing as well that if you become too entangled in a difficult emotion, you always have the option of reconnecting with your anchor of choice in order to steady yourself, to provide yourself with a needed pause, freedom at any time to return to home base for a while, and then to come back when you're ready, to thoughts and emotions just as they are, this thought and the next, and the next, with awareness. Now, if you choose to, dropping any particular object of awareness and simply being with the fullness of all that is arising in this moment, whether that be sounds around you, thoughts coming and going, an emotion that is evoked, particular sensations of your breath, perhaps a smell, like the sky. Awareness simply is, while these events and these experiences of the body and mind move through the sky like clouds, the sky remains unaffected, yet holds them all in its vastness, not grasping or following. So too can your attention be like the vast field of the sky, not following or holding any particular thought or feeling, but seeing and being with each one as it is. Everything arising, staying a while, and then moving through, cultivating a sense of vast presence to whatever may show up. Gently being with whatever arises, with friendliness and curiosity, without judgment. open and accepting to whatever may be present. Simply being. Shifting from open awareness back now to your chosen anchor and collecting and resting your attention on your anchor, easy and accessible, and resting here. If your anchor was not your breath, shifting and narrowing your attention back to the flow of the air, this close-in experience of breathing, back to the gentle rhythm of your breath. Letting the breath now anchor you to this moment. So as this practice comes to an end, if you choose, slowly taking a full and deep in-breath, experiencing the full capacity of your lungs, and then slowly and gently letting the chest cavity cave inwards, releasing the entirety of the breath, and then pausing for a moment or two at the bottom. And now taking a moment to appreciate yourself for the great commitment that you have made towards enhancing your health and well-being, and for the effort, energy, and sensitive attention you've provided for yourself as you've endeavored to create a fresh and intimate partnership with your life.